The case of the FBI agent turned Russian spy Robert Hansen was such a blow to the Bureau that a special commission was formed to investigate the case. That commission, chaired by former FBI and CIA Director William Webster, is due to report as early as tomorrow. And Los Angeles Times reporter Eric Lischblau writes in today's paper about what the commission has concluded, including Hansen's motivation for spying.
They talked to Hansen for a couple of days, and he pinned the motivation clearly on money. He was sending six kids through Catholic school, and the bills were piling up. And he was also transferred early on in his career to the New York City FBI office from Indiana, and he was having a tough time meeting his house payments in Scarsdale.
House payments in Scarsdale can run pretty high, as can private school or even parochial school tuition. I think we all thought that those things were evident to the FBI, that the FBI was somehow aware of the household finances of its employees.
You would think so, but obviously the system failed in this case, and the FBI is already taking steps to try and plug a lot of those holes.
Well, that's the larger question here, which is how was it that Hansen succeeded at spying for so long? And was it that he was exceptionally clever in the way that he covered his tracks, or are there real systemic failures at the FBI?
Well, I think the latter. The consensus that's forming is that the system just was broken down. The security was not there, the computer security, the physical security, the financial auditing. For instance, Hansen was able to go on the computer system, do a search for his own name, and find out whether or not there was an investigation opened on him to find out, were they on to him. No one ever picked up on that, and they should have.
Was he subject to routine security interrogations or interviews?
There were periodic audits and background checks, but there were no routine polygraph tests, and that's been a big bone of contention. The FBI has resisted that for years and years. Only after Hansen did former Director Free and now Director Mueller agree to do a limited amount of background and polygraph tests of their agents. And now just today, actually, Director Mueller said that they're going to expand that significantly to several thousand agents, the lie detector tests.
Although, in fairness, the notorious spy case just prior to the Hansen case involved a CIA agent, Ames, who I believe passed his lie detector test.
Ames did pass, so it's certainly not foolproof.
Well, more polygraph tests. What else might be some of the results of this commission report?
Well, they are looking for a more cohesive management structure. Prior to this, there had not even been a separate security division with an assistant director at the FBI in charge of security. They'll be doing more computer audits so that things like catching Robert Hansen when he's typing in searches for himself will notify someone. They'll be doing more in the way of financial audits, more in the way of protection of documents, not being able to literally walk out of the building the way Hansen did.
Is what you're describing about a security division, it sounds a bit like the CIA's old counterintelligence office that was always looking for moles inside the agency. Is the FBI going to try to create a culture like that?
Well, that's a good analogy because, in fact, the person who Mueller has put in charge of that is a CIA employee. He was serving that very function for George Tenet and is now trying to, in his words, remake security over at the FBI.
So the commission concludes that systems were totally broken.
Certainly.
Does it conclude that there were individual lapses, that heads should roll in some places for the way people did their jobs?
Certainly they're saying that things were missed, that individuals could have picked up on. For instance, in the periodic background checks that Hansen was required to go through, there were discrepancies that came up in his finances. He had put on an addition to his house. Where had the money come from? Was it from an inheritance from his family, or was it from an inheritance from his wife's family? There were conflicting reports, and what the commission will say is no one followed up on that when they should have.
Of course, one way of characterizing that situation is the system of follow-up wasn't there. One could look at the same fact and say the guy who was doing that investigation didn't look hard enough.
Sure.
Didn't investigate hard enough, and such systems require people who are diligent.
Sure. And the overriding finding was that there was not enough emphasis on security. However that should be carried out, whether it's the fault of the system or the individual, that was not made enough of a priority in past years to catch someone like Robert Hansen, simply because I think they didn't see that as an FBI problem. This was the premier law enforcement agency. They didn't necessarily have to worry about spies the way the CIA did.
Eric Lischblau, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Reporter Eric Lischblau of the Los Angeles Times talking about the report of the Webster Commission that was formed to investigate the case of the FBI agent turned Russian spy, Robert Hansen.